The company behind Shark Week is buying the company behind HGTV. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. There's word this morning that Discovery Communications of Animal Planet fame will buy Scripps Networks in a deal worth $14.6 billion. Scripps does HGTV, the Food Network, and the Travel Channel, among others. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein is on the story.
With Discovery and Scripps teaming up, the two parties think they'll become must-see TV, especially for women. In a statement this morning, executives said the combined company would offer five of the most popular networks among female viewers. When you look at all the channels these two companies produce, Animal Planet, The Food Network, TLC, and HGTV, the new merged firm makes up a huge chunk of cable TV in the U.S., and those channels are under lots of pressure. More and more customers are opting out of large cable packages, watching shows online instead. Analysts think the merger should help the channels negotiate better rates with advertisers. Given the focus on lifestyle content, there could be an opportunity to create a specialized cable package. Nearly half of Discovery's revenue came from overseas last year, and Discovery says it's confident it can distribute more of Scripps programming worldwide.
Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein, thank you. As we wrap up July, let's check in with economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives in New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, pretty good run for a lot of stocks in the month of July. I was just looking at the S&P 500 going into the last trading day of the month, up 2% for this month.
The economy appears to be in pretty decent shape. The earnings season has been coming in okay. Again, profits aren't exactly booming, but they are growing at a moderate pace.
Helped by the U.S. dollar. It's been a little lower, I think, over the last month. I was just looking at the dollar euro around 117. That helps if you're trying to sell something overseas.
It does. And that's part of the benefit. So the fact that there are lower expectations for stimulus and fiscal policy tends to weaken the dollar. And that helps offset the disappointment for those companies because they benefit from that weaker dollar. So there's a little bit of a silver lining to that cloud.
All right. The big economic report of the month comes out on Friday. That's the July employment and unemployment reports from the U.S. government. What do you hope that resolves?
Well, we've had this tension with an economy that appears to be doing fine and inflation that's been very, very low, which can be a sign of weakness. So we're going to be looking at that labor report for signs of wage growth. If there was signs of life in wage growth, I think that would go a long way to easing concerns about low inflation. But it is what it is, but it's not necessarily a sign of weakness.
Yeah, it'd be nice also to celebrate someone getting a raise in America.
Indeed. I think we would all enjoy one, wouldn't we?
No, exactly. So if we saw some wage pressure, I know if you're on the payment side of this, if you're the boss, you might not want to see that. But if it also suggests the economy is stronger. All right. But that's not till Friday. Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you so much for this.
My pleasure.
Does Tesla CEO Elon Musk actually like his job? His big quote from the unveiling of the new Tesla electric car over the weekend was about now entering what he called production hell. You see, Tesla has orders for 500,000 of the Model 3s. He's made like 50. The Model 3 is supposed to be for more middle-class buyers, but we could discuss what middle-class really means. Base price of these things is about $35,000. Tomorrow, Apple of Cupertino will reveal its sales and profits from spring into early summer. If you are more interested in gadgets than numbers, we could also learn tomorrow about the next generation iPhone. As Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, one surprise may be the price tag, and by surprise, we don't mean a happy surprise.
What happens if the new iPhone breaks the $1,000 barrier?
Every time we've seen a price increase in the iPhone, I think that people have thought to themselves, wow, that's, you know, I think you've reached the limit.
But wireless industry consultant Michael Cody with the Cody Collaborative says if history tells us anything,
consumers show that they've got an appetite for spending more on the phone as long as it delivers increased features and functionality.
He says those features may include a larger curved screen, increased storage and memory, faster charging. Roger Entner with Recon Analytics says most smartphone users pay on installment plans. So to soften the blow, carriers may do what they did when Samsung introduced its pricier Galaxy Note 7.
They extended the term of the financing arrangement.
So instead of paying around $30 a month for 2 years, it might be 3 years or more. And if walking around with a $1,000 phone makes you nervous, Cody says the big winners may be companies that sell insurance on those devices. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Also, Apple says it's removing a certain kind of data security software from its App Store in China. Virtual private networks are used to safeguard data when people travel with their digital devices, but they can also be used by people to get around Chinese government censors. Now, before we go on NBC's Meet the Press this weekend, a sudden swerve in the conversation. Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, was answering questions about the new White House chief of staff when, kind of out of nowhere, he said it's time to fire the head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Lewandowski suggested Richard Cordray may be interested in running as a Democrat for governor of Ohio. There had been some loose talk about that in Ohio. The CFPB was set up after the last financial crisis to protect consumers from predatory banks and credit card companies. Some conservatives believe it's too immune from congressional and White House control. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.